From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. A judge has rejected a move to place a convicted sexually violent sex offender in a freshwater neighborhood. One reason, the owner of the property where 30-year-old Joshua Cooley was to be placed wouldn't get rid of her pot plants on the property. Cooley was cuffed for a sexual assault on a 12-year-old girl in 2002 and violated his parole 5 years later. He was granted release in 2016, and efforts to place him in the community have been going on ever since. The most recent location chosen had been on the 400 block of Howard Heights Road. Arcata police say they've arrested Melissa McKinnon, the woman they had suspected in a rash of break-ins in the area. She was spotted climbing into a rear window of her own residence. Police caught up with her and took her into custody. She faces a slew of charges and is behind bars in lieu of $200,000 bail. Authorities trying to find a vehicle they think was involved in a deadly crash. In the early morning hours of August 1st, a dead man was located in the roadway on northbound U.S. 101 south of Humboldt Hill Road. During the course of the investigation, California Highway Patrol identifying a vehicle which was possibly involved in the collision. They're asking for the public's help finding it. They say it's a red 1986 Chevy Blazer, California license plate 1SB A584. Anyone with information should contact the Arcata, California Highway Patrol Office. As the Mill Creek 1 fire continues to burn, crews plan to let drivers onto Highway 96, where it's closed right now, three times daily for a trip north and south each time. A pilot car will escort travelers through the fire area at 7 a.m., noon, and 6 p.m. Shuttle times may be canceled or delayed due to fire behavior or control efforts. Due to the fire operations, it may change at any time. Crews today working on the south end of the fire to prevent the fire from impacting Hoopa. Resources will complete an indirect fire line on the north flank. 415,000 acres destroyed now by the Mendocino Complex fire. The ranch fire is 67% contained. Firefighters continue to build and reinforce containment lines around the fire's edge. The fire remains most active on the northeast portions of the fire. In Mendocino County, County Road 301 from the Mendocino National Forest boundary remains closed. The car fire, meantime, is 93% contained at 229,000 acres. State Route 299 is open to the public in both directions, and the Klondike fire is estimated at 79,500 acres and is 37% contained. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.